right now, though, Birmingham is getting ready to receive a clock as famous as this one.
At the third stroke, the time from BT will be 6:51, precisely.
Or maybe not even that one. Maybe this. Or maybe not even as epic as that. Could be even greater like this. That gives me flashbacks to my maths class and GCSEs where they tried to make us do stuff to the countdown theme song. Makes me start sweating. But forget all of those. Birmingham's going to beat them all with a special clock being designed for the new HS2 station in Curzon Street. And you listening right now, could be one of the voices on it. Here is how a chime of the clock is going to sound. Harmonies. Very in tune there. Now, the idea came from Turner Prize winning artist Susan Phillips. And now the hunt is on, to be honest, to get more than 1,000 diverse voices from Birmingham and Solihull, and that will be heard on the hour, every single hour, 7 days a week. Wow, that's a lot of singing. Composer, producer of the project, Andy Ingemil, is in the studio with me. You're here again, Andy.
Yes, I'm here, and I think we're going to actually try and record you for the clock, Rakim. So it's going to be
very exciting. Slow your roll. Slow it down. let's just take a step into this slowly.
We all get nerves. It's fine.
Where's my water? All right. So first of all, though, you've had around 700 people.
Yes.
Participants, as they're officially named.
Yep.
Being, you know, a part of this, people from all different ages, backgrounds, abilities. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's been really exciting to meet everyone. Like, and we've got our final recording dates coming up. So we're looking for people to sign up for these recording dates that are going to be next week. So from Monday, the 7th of November, we're going to be recording more and more people in Birmingham Conservatoire in the centre of the city. And people can sign up for a recording slot. So we're looking for people to go to birminghambigartproject.org.uk. Click on the menu and then click on take part. You can email the art gallery that are organising it. So there's an art gallery in the city. I don't know if anyone's been to East Side Projects in Digbeth. It's a lovely little gallery. They are organising the whole project. So you'll get sent to them if you click on this website, and we'll have you recording in the building in the centre of Birmingham in no time.
Now, we've got some examples actually from recording sessions you've already done.
La la la. La 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 la. I just think that.
Bra, bra, chak de fatte.
I should disappear into the background.
But that is pretty intense. So how many more do you need again?
So we're looking for about 400 more. So we've got about 700 so far. So we're looking for about 400 more people. So it's going to be a busy week next week for me. But I'm looking forward to meeting all the different people who are interested in singing and being part of this clock.
And just to reiterate, you don't have to be a singer to be a part of this.
Definitely not. So Susan Phillips, the artist who came up with the idea, she's really interested in getting like a cross section of Birmingham voices. She doesn't want 1,000 opera singers on this clock at all. She's interested in like the nuances of sound. Like, she did one project at East Side Projects a few years ago where she'd recorded like these war damaged bugles, like the bugle from the Charge of the Light Brigade, and it had like a big hole in the bell, and I was playing one of the bugles for her, and she was like, oh, it sounds too good, I want to hear it, I want to hear the vulnerability of it, I want to hear it being damaged. And so that's, she wants all these different voices, all the different nuances, the subtleties, all those different sounds. So yeah, no, well, not that we don't want any opera singers, but just, you don't have to be an opera singer in order to take part.
Now, those are all the important bits. Now, this is the part I'm dreading about this interview. Because apparently, we're going to hold a mini workshop right now.
Exactly.
Me and you. And I've been forced to have a go. Not going to lie. You know, they're made to do this, Andy. So to see if I can reach some notes.
Yep.
So Again, if you don't want to listen to any awful singing right now, it's fine. Just turn me down, carry on about your day, tune back in around 4 minutes. Yeah? All right. So, Andy, how are we going to do this?
So this is
I need some water.
Hold yeah, on. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, it's good to keep hydrated. And so this is how it's going to work if people sign up on the website and come into the studio. I'll welcome them in, and I'd be like, hi, Rakim, have you been in a recording studio before?
No.
I'd say you probably have, but I guess you've been in a radio studio.
That's
anyway.
Yeah.
So you'd come in and I'd sit you down and I'd ask you if you want some water, but you've already had some water, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And I would say, Rakim, first things first, we're going to take 5 recordings from you, and I'd have
5.
Yeah, we're going to take 5 little recordings, and so the first recording I need, and we'll look through to our engineer who's through
producer
the
producer Liz.
Yep, and we'd say, get the microphone ready, and Rakim, the first recording, that's the easiest. I'd like you to say your full name nice and clearly into the microphone, please.
Oh, I could do that. Rakim Amar.
Perfect. Amazing. That's the first one. And then the second thing that we do is we're going to warm up your voice. But I think you've been on air since 6 a.m., so I'd say your voice is fairly warmed up right now.
I mean, I just try and get the words out, Andy.
So what would you normally do to warm up your voice in the morning when you first arrive at work?
You know what? That's a good question. I do nothing.
You normally, you eat your muesli.
Well, I eat muesli.
That exercises your jaw.
I drink herbal tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start chatting to Lou.
We chat and you do a little bit of a mic test.
Oh, yeah, I do check on my mic.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to do more than that?
Yeah, you could do a little mic check there. So you would have heard, you played that little extract, you had King G, Gutranmal, who he was doing his shouts, his brrrr kind of thing. So you could do something like that to warm your voice up.
I can't roll the R's like that.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't know. Should I do a brrrr?
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
I've seen them do that on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Go on, give us a little warm up with that lip trill.
I thought that was it. Oh.
Oh, no, do it again, into the microphone.
Oh, come on, sorry.
Gorgeous, lovely. So, and it also...
You said gorgeous.
It also gives me a chance to hear, like, what range your voice might be, whether it's, like, a higher voice, a lower voice, or a medium voice.
Yeah.
And then I can... So I've got my little piano that we've got in the studio.
Oh, you've
here.
Got a piano?
Yeah, we rolled it all the way
on your phone?
Yeah, exactly. So usually we'd have the keyboard, but we can pick a note that we could sing. So I wonder if you might... If this F might be...
Put it close to your mic.
Oh, there we go. Does that sound like something that you could sing? Mm-hmm. Is that something? Is that a bit high, a bit low? What do you think?
I thought I was hitting it.
You're perfect. You're perfect. I'm just thinking what's comfortable for you.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. We need more than all right. This is going to be a big clock in Birmingham. We need more than all right.
Don't set your hopes too high, sir. Okay? All right. Well,
Let's try a slightly higher one. How about this one?
Oh, jeez. Wait, you're doing too much.
That was very high.
You're doing too much now. All right. I'm sticking with my ums.
Okay.
All right. So what was that one again?
Okay, we're going to take 3 recordings of that F. So that's an F note. So the clock's going to start on this one, C sharp. So that will be 1 a.m., then 2 a.m., then 3, then 4, then 5. So this will be 5 a.m. in the morning or 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
Gosh, you're confusing me.
So we're going to sing this note. Let's make it nice and simple. Let's sing.
You start talking about numbers
sing
and time.
Oh, yeah. We'll ignore the time for now. So we're going to take 3 recordings of that F. So the first one I'd like you to do is take a deep breath in. And then on an R sound, just go.
Oh gosh.
And just fade out at the end.
All right. So wait, one more time. Okay.
Okay, so
are we doing it together?
No, you're going to do it solo.
All right. Oh, geez.
So here's your note.
Hit me one more time. Producer Matt is laughing at me, by the way. He's laughing. All right, so I'm going to close my eyes because everyone's looking at me. You know, I'm a quiet singer. You know, I sing at home by myself. All right, one more time, sorry.
So here's your F-Rakim. And in your own time. Beautiful. Amazing. Okay, let's do a second one. Okay,
one?
We're going to do 3 recordings. We're going to take 3 notes and we're going to pick the best one.
Oh my gosh, that was me giving everything. I don't have much left.
Well, let's do a quiet one. So like when the clock chimes in the morning, like at 4 a.m., we want it to be quite quiet so that we don't wake up the neighbours. So let's kind of a breathy one. So here's the note again and we'll go kind of... Just a short one. Focus.
Sorry, that was...
Your grand.
Sorry, one more time.
Okay, so here's your note.
How do you do that as a breathy?
Just a...
At the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah, at the end. Okay. So, you mean one more time?
I can't, sir. One more time. Hit me with the note again.
Okay, one more time. Beautiful. That would really work really well. Nice and early on a Monday morning, coming through the station clock.
Yes, no one wants that.
Of course they want it. Yep. Do you want to do one more, or are you all sung out?
I'd rather not, but go on.
Okay. We'll do one more. This one, I want it to be really, really bold. Imagine it's going to be the middle of the day, and we'll give you the note one more time. I want you to fill your lungs with air and really go, oh. See how long you could do it for.
Only if Liz and Lou does this with me.
Okay.
Go on then.
Producer Liz.
Go on. So you can do it in concert together. So here's your note.
We've finished.
Liz wins the
what was
that? I don't know. It was just.
We finished.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to get it to go as long as possible. You don't like that guy in that song, "Lovely Day," at the very end.
Oh, so we all know who the Beyoncé of this group was.
Exactly.
Goodness gracious. All right, I'm all sung out.
Okay, that's fine.
I think the people have been subjected to enough.
Mm-hmm.
Before I repeat the details of how someone else can get involved in that,
mm-hmm.
And further disgrace themselves with me, and I'm joking, you won't. You're much better than me. We are asking people for their birth dates on the show.
Oh, yeah.
To obviously get the number one song when mm-hmm. they were born. I have yours.
Yep.
I think we're alone now. It's I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
How does this make you feel?
It's quite funny because I ended up, my girlfriend is called Tiffany.
Is
as well.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the video for this, I think, was filmed in the bullring, even though Tiffany is American. So I think they filmed the video in the old bullring in 1988. They filmed
really?
the video of this song.
That is true. That is an amazing fact. So I can't believe it's passed me by.
Yeah,
what the
heck? There's some real like Birmingham connections with that song. And then I think producer Matt was saying that I think she ended up marrying someone from Cannock as well.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's a real Birmingham connection with that song.
Look at you, just bringing the nation together. It was literally in the birth of yourself. right, so if you're a citizen of Birmingham or Solihull, you can contribute to the station clock by recording your voice at the Royal Birmingham Conservatoire next week between Monday to Thursday. What are the details again, sir, how they can get involved?
So people have to go to birminghambigartproject.org.uk. They click on the menu button and then they click on the Take Part tab and it'll take you through all the details to sign up and we'll have you recording in no time at all at the Birmingham Conservatoire.
I would actually still like to take part in this. Why not? And I'm going to drag producer Matt with me, yeah? Thank you, Andy, joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Get yourselves down there and please just don't listen back to that on BBC Sounds. Right, it's sport now.